Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We're continuing our series on the book of James. These are challenging texts, actually, to preach on because James is more in an advanced letter in the Bible. It's almost wisdom literature. But truly a good way. James is giving us ways that we can change for the better in 2025. Do you like it when you have results because of change for the better? I like it. Even if you take kind of a different strategy, if you have good results from a if you have results from a good change, it can be very, very positive. We have a king apple tree in our backyard. And the first few years of living in our house, I especially enjoyed looking out at that king apple tree, never had an apple tree before, and enjoyed anticipating the blossoms, which were beautiful, and then the fruit that then was produced around summertime. We had a tree expert come and look at some of our trees. We were having an issue with one of the trees in the front yard. And I pointed out proudly to the tree expert, the arborist, I said, "Look at our king apple tree," with great pride. And it was at that point that the arborist, the tree expert, came back and said, I've got a strategy for your king apple tree." And then he explained his strategy. It sounded horrific. His plan was to cut about a third of the tree on one side. And when I heard that, I thought, the tree's going to look awfully crooked if you do that. Then he explained that in order to create more blossoms and produce more fruit, he needed to cut that off to create space between the king apple tree and we have a choke cherry tree, a sour cherry tree, some people call it, right next to that tree. Well, in the end, I realized ultimately, as I oftentimes do, I was wrong and he was right. I waited patiently for that next spring season to come. I want those beautiful blossoms and the fruit to come. I waited wondering if that change was going to be a good change for the tree and for our backyard, and sure enough, it was. Dear friends, James is kind of like that tree expert. As I mentioned as I started off my sermon, James is, I like to deem James as wisdom literature. It's kind of like the book of Ecclesiastes. It's different than all the other books in the New Testament. James is giving items to bring positive change in people's lives for the better. It's not for trees, it's for people, to cause us to have change that's for the better. And some of the strategies that you read in James are kind of, they strike us and they get our attention. And today is no different. If you want to change for the better, James says in chapter 1, in these tough verses, I'm going to go through these verses with you this morning to see that one of the changes, if you want to change for the better, comes down to feeding your faith with God's word. Change comes. Fruit comes. We produce. Where do we get that? Let's take a look, if I can get the slide ahead here. James chapter 1, verse 18. Let's read this together, okay? We can do this together. "He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created." And so right out of the gate here in our text, James 1:18, it's that word of truth. That's what brings change. And what is the word of truth? It's nothing more than Jesus came, Jesus lived, Jesus died, and he's coming again to take us to be with him forever, whether he comes before we die or when we die, he takes us to be with him. That's the message of the entire Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelation, the Word. What James is getting at is, can we be people that absorb the word? The more that we eat it, the more that we absorb it, the more we'll bear fruit. How can we do that? Four strategies based on four R's. If I can get the next slide, please, Seamus. The four R's in this text, maybe if you grab one, it'll bear fruit. It'll bring depth to your spiritual life. The first R is receive. James 1 verse 21, I quote, says this, humbly accept the word. When we humbly accept the word, we receive it. Can we do that? That word, by the way, accept in the Greek is related to another word in the New Testament. That word is hospitality. If you want to receive something, show hospitality to it. When was the last time you showed hospitality to someone? Can you think of that moment? What did you do to prep for their coming? And how did you invite them into our house, into your house? Back around Thanksgiving, we had guests visit us from Bremerton, Washington. And boy, did our attitude towards our house change all of a sudden. Hospitality. We vacuumed the entire house. Those toys that were out, the Legos, all of a sudden they disappeared underneath the couch, but at least they were not visible to anyone else. We made plans for entertainment and food, and we planned how we could have fun with our friends. And you see, normally when you do all those activities, it's not fun, it's drudgery. But when you're sharing hospitality, there's a difference. You do it with joy and excitement. And that's what we did when our friends came, hospitality.